USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Violence between Israel and Hamas reaching a new level. At least 10 Palestinians killed in an airstrike today in Gaza City in an air raid on a refugee camp. 8 children and 2 women among those killed. The deadliest attack over the last week or so. Another airstrike destroys a building housing Al Jazeera and other media organizations. An Israeli man killed today, too, in another rocket attack. The 8th Israeli victim. Almost 140 people killed in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli news media reporting yesterday Israel and Hamas may agree to a ceasefire in a matter of days. Liz Cheney worried about the future of the Republican Party and the country. The Wyoming congresswoman voted out as House conference chair this week after repeatedly criticizing former President Trump. Cheney tells ABC News what her removal means for the GOP.
I think the issue really is Donald Trump, and it really is the party, and whether we're going to be a party that's based on the truth.
The full interview will air Sunday on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Republicans have until Tuesday to present their own infrastructure plan to President Biden. This would be the GOP's second counteroffer to Biden's $4 trillion plan. That first plan calling for less than $600 billion in spending. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying this week he's willing to go as high as $800 billion. Encouraging news for some getting the COVID vaccine. A new CDC study released yesterday shows the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to be 94% effective at preventing COVID symptoms from developing. The CDC calls the study the most compelling evidence to date that vaccines perform as expected in the real world. Some concerns over the economy. Consumer sentiment down this month to a three-month low. That coming from a University of Michigan study out yesterday. Inflation thought to be one reason for the negative outlook. White House Economic Advisor Cecilia Rouse looks at the short-term future.
So we expect there's going to be a period as, you know, supply starts to equal demand and sectors are healing and recovering, that we're going to see some, you know, there's going to be some choppiness.
That Michigan study also finds consumers more pessimistic about their economic situation now and in the future than they have been in over a decade. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More companies lifting mask mandates for customers. Public supermarkets no longer requiring masks starting today. Masks will still be required, though, where mandated by state or local governments. McDonald's looking for ways to get more workers. Tim Berg has more.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's saying the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment amid the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
China arrives at Mars. China's space agency announcing a rover landing on Mars this morning, China time. China now the third country after the U.S. and Russia to land on Mars. The race for another first in space is on once again. Wendy King has details.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up 2 of the 3 seats aboard the October launch of the Russian Soyuz mission. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.